This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. There's a new kid on the cultural block in South Florida, in a town that's making a big investment in the arts. Bailey Contemporary Arts, or BACA, is located in the Old Town section of Pompano Beach. It's a renovated historic hotel, and it's a combination art gallery, performance hall, movie theater, and classroom space. I made a stop there recently during one of its Wednesday night lyrics labs.
My name is Drew Tucker. I'm the Director of Education and Outreach for the Creative City Collaborative, the organization that runs Arts Garage, BACA, and the Ally Building in Pompano.
Tell us what the mission of BACA is.
The mission of BACA is to bring people together through the arts. It also is to help Pompano Beach as a whole become a destination for arts education, quality arts exhibits for artists. It's the mission is for them to have a place to work. It's to be a lighthouse or a beacon here in Pompano to know that artists have a place to be, collectors and exhibitors have a place to be, people who appreciate art have a place to be, people who want to appreciate art, people who don't want to appreciate art can learn how to appreciate art. This is going to help this city immensely just by being here, just by allowing a place for kids to go after school to spend time with education, and by allowing for artists to have a place to work, create, and continue to be successful.
My name is Ian Caven. I am the MC and performer that's headlining and promoting the show for the evening.
And give me your impressions of the space itself. It's a beautifully renovated old hotel. It's got an art gallery. It has a lot of different disciplines going on here. When you walked in the doors, what was your first impression?
Once you come inside the doors, you're taken in by the structure, by the wide open space, the good use of that space, and you know, it takes you on an intertwining journey through the old hotel. And you know, but still makes it seem brand new. So you get like a vintage feel, which is really, really cool, an artsy feel, a creative feel, but it's still with all the comforts of the now.
Hi, my name is Alan, and a South Florida resident. I grew up here, and my wife and I returned to South Florida about a year and a half ago after living in Atlanta since about 1989. As an artist or a teacher, this is the kind of space that I've been looking for in South Florida. You know, I don't know too many other spaces like this, and so I'm glad it's here.
Anybody who's traveled to any of the big cities, New York, L.A., Austin, D.C., any of those places, you know, when you ask them what makes that city so special, they'll name a few things. They'll name this funky place that they got to go to see these musicians jam or to see any artist ply their trade, always. And they mention the food.
For more information on BACA, visit bacapompano.org. You can follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.